You save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A better-than-expected report on jobless claims is out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department reporting initial claims for unemployment benefits last week were down by 2,000 to a seasonally adjusted 236,000 when analysts were expecting a slight rise to 240,000. But it was the third straight week of declining claims, also the 144th consecutive week below the 300,000 level, suggesting a strong labor market.
Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker moved ahead earlier this week with plans to make Wisconsin the first state in the nation to drug test able-bodied adults who are receiving food stamps. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Kleinfisch explains what it will take to get in Wisconsin's welfare program.
But in order to be eligible to do this, we want folks to take a drug screen. So there are about 67,000 people who would be eligible to take this drug screening. And then after the drug screening, we'll identify those folks who may have to go for a drug test.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. For years, I couldn't get to sleep, and then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble went away. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you'll get one today. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the radio listener special. Use promo code USA, and you will now get 50% off of two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
House and Senate Republicans are still working out the details of a tax bill that they hope to get to the president coming up here right before Christmas time. Republican Senator Ted Cruz is a big fan of adding an amendment that he believes will help many working class families. He explains that amendment.
And what it does is it takes 529 college savings plans, which many, many people have. They let you save in a tax-advantaged way for college expenses. They're immensely popular. Parents, grandparents can save so that kids can go to college. My amendment expands 529, so now you can not only save to go to college, you can also spend from your 529 plan on K through 12 education expenses for public schools, for private schools, for religious schools, for homeschooling, up to $10,000 a year.
New reports are coming out regarding North Korea's nuclear arsenal. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
News of the use of Champ rockets came to light after being reported by the Sun newspaper in London. CHAMP, which stands for Counter Electronics High Power Microwave Advanced Missile Project, would be fired from B-52 bombers that would disable the nuclear weapons as they sat on North Korean launching pads. The Sun released the report amid the massive joint U.S.-South Korea military drills, which Pyongyang described as a provocation. I'm John Clemens.
The Albuquerque Journal is reporting three people were killed in a shooting at a high school in Aztec, New Mexico. Police are still working on the motive. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker,
consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I know. I got to get to the CFPB. I've got to get to Matt Lauer and Al Franken. I've got to get to tax cuts. But I want to head in a different direction right now. I touched on this past week on my morning program. I guess that's an understatement. I did more than touch on it. I talked about this in great detail because, it's something that I have to deal with in my job, what I do here on the radio, what I do at Markowski Investments, and it bothers me. And you know, I was thinking about this word. Thinking about this word, and it reminded me of a great but godforsaken movie. Did you see the movie Seven with Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow and Kevin Spacey as about as evil as evil could be? Well, they're talking about the seven deadly sins, and if you haven't seen the movie, it's not for the it's not if you have a weak stomach. By any stretch, it's a great movie, but it's a movie you only see once. And I couldn't for the life of me remember what evil thing happened, what Kevin Spacey did in regards to the word envy, one of the seven deadly sins. And my producer in the morning reminded me, oh my God, it was the last thing, which was the worst of them all for the hero in the movie. We have a real problem here in this country, and I saw this coming a long time ago. As I said, we're on the road to serfdom, the highway to hell, and we're now in socialism town. There's certain things that come along with socialism, and envy most certainly is one of them. Michael Lewis, one of my favorite authors, did an amazing piece on Greece and the financial crisis. And it was interesting because he was talking about, how wonderful the Greek people are and how warm they were. But he also pointed out, I found it odd that it was very, very hard to find one Greek to say a nice thing about another. Because they always think that they're trying to get over on one another. And that's what happens when you have socialism. You have corruption. You have all of these issues. And what you have is class warfare. That's where we're at today. Envy is... it's dangerous. It's dangerous when it comes to one's finances. Let me give you an example. And I've talked about this here on the program. One of the things on our Markowski Investments Financial Independence Top 20 is that you have more money than your neighbors and they don't have a clue. And I've explained and talked about this again and again and again. Social media has taken keeping up with the Joneses and it's put it on steroids. I've got to have what my neighbor has. I've got to have what this person has. It's awful. It really is. It is downright awful. Well, we've now made it a part of everyday life. Here. There was a piece I want to talk about this. This was in the New York Times. It's an author by the name of Richard Reeves. Richard Reeves is from Great Britain. That's where he grew up. And he talks about his background. He talks about the class system that exists in Great Britain. And he married an American. And he decided that they were going to raise their kids away from this class system in America. And he writes, he said, so imagine my horror at discovering that the United States is more calcified by class than Britain. Especially toward the top. He said the difference is that most of the people on the highest rung in America are in denial about their privilege. The American myth of meritocracy allows them to attribute their position to their brilliance and diligence rather than to luck or a rigged system. At least posh people in England have the decency to feel guilty. Wow. He says, beneath the veneer of classlessness, the American class reproduction machine operates with ruthless efficiency. In particular, the upper middle class is solidifying. This favored fifth at the top of the income distribution, with an annual household income of $200,000, has been separating from the 80% below. Collectively, this top fifth has a $4 trillion-plus increase in pre-tax income since 1979, compared to just over $3 trillion for everyone else. Some of those gains went to the top 1%, but most went to the 19% just beneath them. The rhetoric of the we are the 99% has in fact been dangerously self-serving, allowing people with healthy six-figure incomes to convince themselves that they are somehow in the same economic boat as ordinary Americans. And it is just the so-called super rich who are to blame for inequality. Politicians and policy wonks worry about the persistence of poverty across generations, but affluence is inherited more strongly. More disturbingly, we now know how firmly class positions are being transmitted across generations. Most of the children born into the households in the top 20% will stay there or drop only as far as the next quintile. Oh, the humanity! You mean parents are raising their kids really well in that class and they're keeping their kids wealthy, and that's a bad thing? According to him, this is bad. He's writing that this is a bad thing, that these kids born into these families are not going to be poor. He goes on, he says there's a class double thing going on here. On the one hand, upper middle class Americans believe they are operating in a meritocracy, a belief that allows them to feel entitled, he writes this, to their winnings. Oh, that's right, I won this. All of this around me, everything that I have, my house, my car, all this is winnings. Again, I'm thinking to myself in my mind, what an anal sphincter. This is winnings? I won this. On the other hand, they constantly engage in anti-meritocratic behavior in order to give their own children a leg up. To the extent that there is any ethical deliberation, it usually results in a justification along the lines of, well, maybe it's wrong, but everyone's doing it. It's wrong? It's wrong to give your kids a leg up? It's wrong if I can afford to send my kid to a math tutor because he's doing or she's doing poorly in math? That is a bad thing? I shouldn't do that because not everybody else can afford to? You know, I find this fascinating. I truly do. And this is the changes that we've had in our society. I grew up and I remember as a kid, I remember it's a vivid event. Going to the doctor's office, Central Avenue in Albany. My pediatrician. And my mom pointing to the car. That's the doctor's car. Look at how nice it is. Look at how beautiful, some big Lincoln at the time. I was like, you work hard, you're going to get something like that. Today? Oh, my God, look what they have. Oh, look at that. Oh, my God, those evil rich people. Oh, it's terrible. It's awful. Envy is an awful, awful, awful. It's a disease. It's a virus. It's a sin. I have, I have a list of clients. I could write a book, thousands of pages long. My clientele from all over the country, people coming from nothing that have their own planes now. that worked their tail off, that came from nothing, that were not born with a silver spoon in their mouth. And if you are born with a silver spoon in your mouth, so what? You know, my son plays his lacrosse team here on Long Island. Highly competitive team. We got kids coming from the city. One of the kids on the team comes from a family that, if I mention the name right here, you would know it instantly. Instantly. Yeah, one of those names that they would be having a program on the History Channel. No joke. Parents like anybody else. Great kid. Sure, we got kids on the team that go to some of the elite prep schools in New England. Okay. All right. And they got a better chance of getting into maybe an Ivy League school than maybe others? I don't know. Possibly. Does it matter? Does it really matter? And if it does matter to you, something is wrong. Because no, you don't need to go to one of those schools to get into an Ivy League school or go to wherever you want to go to school. It's patently absurd. We got a country of people that are using this privilege as an excuse for their failure. Their excuse not to put the work in. Is it harder? Yes. So what? So what? We are not all equal when we're born. We don't have the same talents. We don't have the same abilities. We don't all look the same. I don't look like Brad Pitt. You know, they talk about white privilege all the time. You want the biggest privilege? There's aesthetic privilege. So what? It is what it is. Why do you get yourself bent out of shape over that? Why not using your disadvantages to your advantage? No, this is the world we live in today. The people running the country, they want us. They want us in this world of envy. Oh, look what this one has. Look what that one has. Why don't we get back to a point in time and say, wow, look at what that man built. Look at what he created. Look at what he did. All these wealth envy people. This column, this guy actually talks about, oh, you know, in England, we no longer have legacy preferences at Oxford and Cambridge, yet they still do this in this country. Oh, you know what they also do in this country? If you're a certain color, you got a better chance of getting in. Is that okay? And he talks about how the upper middle class is rigging markets in its own favor to the detriment of others. What? Rigging markets. And he talks about schools and he says, well, you know, you've got these enclaves where all these people live and then they all go to these same schools and they end up becoming good schools. Let me tell you why. The parents care. It's not the damn school. You could take the same group of kids with the same parents and have them take classes in a tent without any computers and they would still do well. With no research, they would still do well. Why? Because their parents care. That's the difference. You know, we're always looking for some sort of, and people are always looking for an excuse. You want to get somewhere in life, bit of an advice, don't blame anybody. Blame yourself. Blame yourself. Reality is there's always going to be somebody smarter. There's always going to be somebody stronger. There's always going to be somebody better looking. There's always going to be somebody who has more money than you, who cares. Envy is one of the worst. Envy and pride, two of the most deadly sins. That was the one in The Devil's Advocate. It's like my favorite sin. Anyway, class warfare. Got to do away with it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great, great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through. and they're not going to be perfect, and they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Mike Hewitt here. When I was very young, products from the United States were the best in all of the world, while similar items from places like Japan, China, Turkey, and India were considered junk. Who wanted them when Americans built so much better? Think about it. Folks, we built the best automobiles, electronics, industrial tools, household goods, textiles, and more. We had an unexcelled K-12 educational platform with the results to prove it. We competed and won in the space race. Yep, a man on the moon. We had world-class affordable health care and an affordable higher education, second to none. Folks, we absolutely must get beyond dismissing the obvious and figure out what the heck happened and fix it quickly. You can call this one common sense with a full measure of urgency. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army. 2017 marks the Salvation Army's 127th Red Kettle Campaign, which raises money for families and individuals in need. This year, the Salvation Army is encouraging everyone to join the fight for good, to help the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. For more than two decades, the Dallas Cowboys have partnered with the Salvation Army to kick off the Red Kettle Campaign and have helped raise nearly $2.2 billion. Commissioner David Hudson, National Commander of the Salvation Army.
As Christmas approaches, we see challenges facing those hit with hardship. Now, more than ever, other Americans need our help. Recent natural disasters have displaced thousands of people who don't know where they can find a holiday meal or a warm bed, or if they'll have one at all. This holiday season, we urge every American to adopt a cause that they are passionate about, whether it be hunger, shelter, or Christmas assistance, and help fill the Salvation Army's red kettles across the country.
To join the fight for good, visit redkettlereason.org.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. Quickly on this, too. Stuff. I'm here to tell you, stuff is not going to make you happy. It's not. It's not. It just doesn't work that way. I've been doing this long enough. And you talk about wealth, too, and how it's handed down. I'll give you a quick example. You remember what a mess Paris Hilton used to be? Oh, my God. It was a disaster. She was an absolute disaster. She was a mess. She didn't have anything. Okay? Her parents didn't do a very good job of putting her on the right path. And I'm not saying it's an easy thing to do growing up with all that money. I know. It's hard. But she figured it out. Started businesses, started doing different things, started basically putting obstacles in front of oneself. Overcoming obstacles and achieving goals. That's what makes life great. It does. You stop doing that, they think you lose your humanity. You know, it's funny, there was a scene in the movie The Matrix. seen a movie, The Matrix, where the one of the bad guys, Agent Smith, is torturing one of the characters named Morpheus. And he was explaining to Morpheus in this little computerized world that they had plugged all humans in, that they tried to make the virtual world a utopia. But it didn't work. Humans didn't take to it. And I get that. I don't think humans take to it. I think humans need to constantly be doing something. They have to be overcoming an obstacle. Everyone's obstacles are going to be different. They're all going to be unique. But again, it is what it is. When I was a kid, when I was a really young kid, did I want to play center field for the New York Yankees? Yes. It didn't work out that way. So what? So what? I worked hard at it. I practiced more, but I just didn't have the talent. I didn't have the talent. I didn't have the ability. And I recognize that. So what? So much is caught up in, what this one has and what that one has. You got to understand and try to figure out what makes you happy. And if coveting your neighbor's stuff makes you happy, well, then you're never, ever going to be happy. Now, I got to talk a little bit about all of the god-awful stories that are in the news today. This is kind of interesting. My mom is obviously my mother, one of my biggest cheerleaders out there. And she liked it when I did a lot more TV, because then, you know, she'd tell her friends, oh, my son's going to be on TV. And I used to do a ton of TV. And I got tired of it because I kind of realized it's kind of a waste of my time and it wasn't going anywhere. It didn't really serve much of a purpose. The whole story of Matt Lauer comes down this past week, and my mom was like, Chris, why don't you do it? Why don't you try? Why don't you I'm like, Mom. Yeah, Matt Lauer makes $25 million a year. That's a lot of money, right? I wouldn't want that job. You couldn't give me that job. I like coaching my kids. I like being around my family. You think that I want to go to those media parties and have to hang around with those people and have all these phonies at my house and throw parties with all of these people? No. You think I want that? I would be miserable. Make me happy. I would be miserable. I don't have that type of personality. I can't. I'm honest. I can't BS like that. Was that all they're saying? You be careful what you wish for? Anyway. Well, you know, out of time, this one. We got to talk about the media stuff. It's important. Watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is a white former police officer in South Carolina has been sentenced to 19 to 24 years in prison for the deadly shooting of an unarmed black man in 2015. A U.S. district judge today ruling that former North Charleston officer Michael Slager committed second-degree murder and obstruction of justice. Slager, earlier pleading not guilty to murder, but in a federal case in May, did plead guilty to violating the civil rights of 50-year-old Walter Scott. Slager had pulled Scott over for a broken brake light. A cell phone video then caught Slager shooting Scott as Scott ran from the officer. Hurricane-strength winds are now fueling the fires in Southern California, including the Thomas Fire, which has now consumed over 100,000 acres.
The winds this morning are going to hit levels up to about 50 to 60 miles per hour.
That's meteorologist Bill Cairns, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics, and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics sells for $49 in stores, but call right now because we're letting as many men as possible try Prostagenics with our free bottle offer. So call 1-800-550-4512 right now. That's 1-800-550-4512. Call 1-800-550-4512.
Are you in business? Not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, my friends, the time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun.
Lionel Richie giving his little Jamaican accent to the tune there. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. This stuff is awful. It's getting worse instead of better. I kind of put this into perspective. You've got two of the biggest network anchors in the country going down within a week. One of them, arguably the biggest network anchor in the country, Matt Lauer. I've gotten tons of emails from all over the country. People know that, do a lot of stuff on TV and been in these circles. Does this surprise me at all? No, it doesn't. These people, again, I try to make sense out of it. I was actually talking with my brother Michael this past week, and I'm wondering to myself, is there some mathematical equation? Is there some dollar amount where it almost works to a point where you just completely lose all of your ethics altogether? You just, I forget it. I make too much money to be ethical. Or does it come a certain point in time, you get, you know, that amount of money and that amount of power that it just automatically goes away. You know, quick little sub-reference again. You can look to Lord of the Rings, first Lord of the Rings, where the elf doing the narrating is talking about what men crave most, which is power. This is ugly, ugly type of behavior. Now, I gotta be honest with you here, okay? I hang out with the boys. I understand what locker room talk is. I get that. Hey, I was in a fraternity in college. Never, ever have I known anyone, or have I've been around anyone, been at a function where I had seen anything like this type of behavior, where it was people that I knew. Have I witnessed vile behavior, disgusting behavior with people that I've had to work with on the job? Yes. On Wall Street? And also at various different events and functions that I'd have to attend. You go down, you take a look at the things that Matt Lauer did. Now, listen, okay? Sometimes, you know, some of the conversations, some of the talk that he had, I could see coworkers at a equal level, maybe screwing around and talking like that, but not when you're in a position of power. And Matt Lauer, arguably one of the most powerful people in media. You have that type of power. You've got to be very, very careful with it. And obviously, these people did not. They used it to abuse people. For crying out loud, the man had a button under his desk that would lock the door. That's like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons with his button for his little trap door in front of his desk. Who installed that, by the way? Oh, NBC didn't know it was there? I'm here to tell you they're all liars. And I know a lot of people are feeling stupid right now. I'm big fans of Matt Lauer and the Today Show. Wait, do you think Savannah Guthrie didn't know? Yeah, you see that act that she put on this past week? Let's give an Oscar. The Oscar goes to Savannah Guthrie. She knew that there was an investigation going on. For crying out loud, you don't think the New York Times called her? They didn't all know? Of course they did. How does one get away with all that stuff? For crying out loud, that Katie Couric was on a show on Bravo talking about how annoyed she was because Matt Lauer kept grabbing her butt all the time. And it's not just there. It's Russell Simmons there, big media mogul, billionaire. All big libs. Congress. Al Franken. People keep coming forward. They keep coming out of the woodwork. John Conyers is getting more and more disgusting by the minute. And then you know what? You get his buddy Clyburn from South Carolina saying, oh, you can't believe it because they're white women. What are you people doing to this country? Clyburn should resign for that statement. Clyburn's lower than Ponscum. Clyburn, by saying that, is just as bad, in my opinion, as them all. He's just as bad as Conyers. Again, people, there's a whole world out there that I try to get across. I try to explain to you who these people are. Talked about the media here. Explain how the entire thing works. I hope you come to the realization. I think a lot of people are shocked right now. Especially a lot of leftists. They don't even know how to handle this. They don't even know how to handle this. It's like their entire world is coming apart all at once. Anyway. More news at 11, because there's certainly a lot more to come. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We show the time. It ain't no big thing.
Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow tempo. This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, But over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
Franklin? He's thriving. I found his raw meat diet and Dynavite and Lico Chops on Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Lico Chops free.
New, improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone. But call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You forget how many good songs Tom Petty had. You really do. Don't do me like that. I think John grabbed that for me. Johnny on the spot with grabbing that tune for me. It just popped into my mind with this next story that we're talking about. Again, it's kind of like, again, I could sub-reference the Matrix again, that movie. You ever, there's that scene in the Matrix when Neo finally can see the Matrix, he sees the code all around him, and he can do all these amazing things because he can actually see the world for the way it is. Well, I've been doing this long enough that I see right through all the garbage, all the crap they're trying to pull. It's right there. I got this story this past week, LA Times. As he investigates Trump's aides, Robert Mueller's record shows surprising flaws. Don't do me like that. Yeah, they're about ready to do Mueller. As soon as I saw the headline, I was like, aha, that Trump-Russia investigation really isn't going anywhere, is it? No. So the media cannot look like fools. So they're going to make Mueller out to be incompetent. Now, Mueller, not long ago, Not long ago, Mueller was the greatest prosecutor ever. You know, he's rumored to have met Jesus Christ on several occasions. Go right on down the list. He was the greatest of all time. He's never done anything wrong. He's perfect. Now, we got to do him. This is what the media does. Again and again and again. This is what they do. Robert Mueller is not going anywhere, so now they put out an article about all of the times in his career when, well, gee whiz, things didn't work out so well. When he was a prosecutor prosecuting the Hell's Angels, that didn't work out well. So, hey, you know what? We got to go after him now because we're seeing ourselves an opportunity. This is how god-awful the media is. Let me explain to you how this works. If you are ever built up by the media, by the news, if they build you, they create you, they can destroy you. They can destroy you. Now, Mueller could have come out when I've given him all this praise and all the things he did. He could have said, you know what? You know, these people are out of their mind. I'm not that good. You know, we've made mistakes. I've had problems in my career. You know, this is nonsense. Then they'd have nowhere to go. But he went right along with it. So, okay, so the media puts them up on this fake pedestal. Guess what? They can take you down, too. Time to do Mueller, huh? It's funny. It really is. Watch these people. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I dug these guys back then. This is 1988, 1989. Actually, I saw Living Color open up for the Rolling Stones on the Rolling Stones Steel Wheels Tour. And we actually thought that that was going to be the final Rolling Stones tour. Silly me. Anyway, welcome back, everybody, to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I have to talk about the CFPB. And again, this goes to talking about regulations and Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank is a, that's George W. Bush allowed that along with Barack Obama. George W. Bush also allowed Sarbanes-Oxley. I want to remind everybody that W was a much bigger government guy than Bill was. Oh, yeah. All of you people that still bow down to donkeys and elephants, you fools, that still bow down to political party. Well, a quick suggestion. Think for yourself. Don't listen to the stupid emails you get. Think for yourself. And think about it. Think about all the regulations that came down under the Bush administration. Anyway, the CFPB is this creation by Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren was originally supposed to be the head of this thing, where they were supposed to be an independent agency overseeing the financial sector. Right, sure. Let's look at their record, shall we? Since they created, what have they done? Well, they shook down auto lenders under a false pretense that they somehow don't like to lend money to black people. Yeah, it's almost like that scene from Beverly Hills Cop where Axel Foley pretends to get all upset. He's a writer, but he pretends to be a writer for Rolling Stone magazine, that he was there in Beverly Hills to write a magazine article entitled Michael Jackson is Sitting on Top of the World, but he better not stay in the Beverly Wilshire Hotel because there's no beep allowed in there, right? Remember that scene? Oh, what a great movie. You're going to have to watch that one again. Yeah, that's basically what the CFPB did in regards to auto lending. It was a joke. They're now become an agency that's got, what, 1,600 workers? 1,600 workers. You know where they have office space? Oh, yeah, they rent office space, millions of dollars worth of office space from one of Hillary Clinton's biggest backers. All the money that they collect in fines and shaking people down, where do you think that money goes? Where do you think that money goes? Oh, if you guess left-wing causes and community organization groups, you would be correct. I mean, come on already. The organization is silly, is what it is. And it was actually a really good article by Holman Jenkins in the Wall Street Journal. He basically described what took place at the CFPB with Richard Cordray's and his political stunt as the first coup attempt in the history of the United States. We got 241 years the United States experienced its first coup attempt. Where you've got the head of an agency saying, you know what, I don't have to listen to the president. I can do whatever the hell I want. And then they install this lady, this Leandra English. Another funny piece in the Wall Street Journal. They equated her to George Costanza. They called her Leandra Costanza. You remember the episode of Seinfeld where George pretends to be disabled and he's got that electric wheelchair and he gets caught and he still refuses to leave? Yeah, this is big government today. Mick Mulvaney is going to go in and he's going to clean house. Good. Good. That's exactly what we need. I am sick and I'm sick and tired of all these financial regulators out there. Do they really return any money to people that have been aggrieved? No. No. They collect it and they give it to the little political hacks out there. You're talking money that went from the CFPB directly to Hillary Clinton, for crying out loud. It's criminal what takes place. It really is. But again, you think about it this way too. The big banks, the financial institutions, to them, they're paying. It's a protection racket. I've explained this here on the program in terms of, man, a lot of sub-references today. Remember Goodfellas? Goodfellas, they're at the barbecue, and Henry Hill is describing to everyone what really the mafia is and how he explains to everybody that it's kind of like a police force for wise guys. We're too big to fail. Okay. You can shake us down. This is a funny way of giving us money. Hey, we'll give you some money and give it to this concern and that concern, and it keeps everybody happy. No. All of these regulations have done what? What have they done? They've kept out competition. That's why we don't have lending to small businesses anymore. The big banks don't want to bother with that. All of these regulations, all of this stuff, what has it done to small banks, small lenders out there? It's put them out of business. It's put them out of business. We've explained this here on the program. It's called regulatory capture. We live in a country where all of the rules and regulations are great for big business because they can afford to pay it. And they act as a buttress, a wall, a moat from any sort of upstarts or competition that wants to take a shot. It's not how America is supposed to work. Mick Mulvaney, one of the first things he ordered was a hiring freeze. What, you need more than 1,600 workers? A hiring freeze and a regulatory freeze. Woohoo! Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate.
Democratic Senator Al Franken resigning after seven women came forward in recent weeks saying he groped or forcibly tried to kiss them. The second-term Democrat also said some of the accusations against him are false.
Some of the allegations against me are simply not true. Others I remember very differently.
In a House hearing today, FBI Director Christopher Wray said there's no finer institution than the FBI. Wray also responds to President Trump's tweet recently that the FBI is in tatters.
There is no finer institution than the FBI and no finer people than the men and women who work there and are its very beating heart.
And the Thomas Fire in Southern California is continuing to grow, fueled by the Santa Ana winds. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year.
A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A better-than-expected report on jobless claims is out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department reporting initial claims for unemployment benefits last week were down by 2,000 to a seasonally adjusted 236,000 when analysts were expecting a slight